The U.S. is caught in a critical shortage of a drug doctors need for some of their most vulnerable patients. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. The drug known as contrast media helps doctors diagnose a heart attack or stroke. They use the injectable liquid to plan surgeries, evaluate cancer, or find a source of internal bleeding. U.S. clinicians perform some 50 million scans using contrast media each year. But right now, about 50% of hospitals nationwide are rationing the drug because of a manufacturing problem in China. Drug shortages are common. Trade-Offs producer Andrea Perdomo found that contrast media is just one of several thousand drugs that's experienced a shortage over the last two decades. Andrea, shortages of medical equipment and drugs have dominated headlines during COVID. What's driving the problem with contrast media?
Well, first, it's important to note that 90% of the country's supply of the drug comes from just two companies, GE Healthcare and Bracco Imaging. Back in April, GE said a COVID-related shutdown of its factory in Shanghai would disrupt deliveries. So if you're thinking, why don't hospitals just buy contrast media from the other company in the meantime, it's really not that simple. Both companies make just enough, really, to fulfill orders in real time, and they rarely have a surplus to sell.
How is the shortage impacting patient care? Like, how are hospitals adapting?
Well, based on our own reporting and other news stories, patients are having image testing for things like cancer or elective surgeries rescheduled. And of course, hospitals are rationing. Chief Medical Officer at the University of Alabama Birmingham Hospital, Kirsten Kennedy, told me they reduced their use of contrast media by 90% so that they would have enough for urgent cases like people having a stroke or victims of car accidents. But to do that, though, Kirsten says she's had to ask doctors to diagnose non-urgent patients without using the dye.
We do more studies than we typically would have, or the time from the patient presenting to us getting the diagnosis and starting the treatment is longer than it usually would be. And that, to me, is not ideal. And it's not what we want for our patients.
Unfortunately, what's happening with contrast media keeps happening, right? The U.S. medical supply chain seems pretty vulnerable to these chronic disruptions.
That's right, Dan. Since 2001, we've had more than 100 drug shortages each year. Really, the issue seems to be that the FDA has an information problem, essentially not enough insight into production disruptions and quality issues. The FDA says 62%, more than half, of drug shortages are because of quality problems like metal shavings in a drug vial or some kind of potency issue. And the people buying the drugs, pharmacists, doctors, and hospitals, don't know the quality of what they're buying.
Got it. So, Andrea, where do we go from here?
Well, the FDA actually has a rating system that grades drug manufacturers on quality, but it's not public. One national expert I spoke to said if Congress made that information public and we knew a little bit more about where companies manufacture these products, we'd be able to cut shortages by 30 to 50%. And again, we're seeing about 100 new drug shortages every year. Here's the thing, Dan. There's no predicting when someone gets sick. And if you need a drug in a crisis, but that hospital doesn't have it because of a shortage, that could be a really bad situation to find yourself in.
Andrea Perdomo, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
Thanks, Dan.
For more on how UAB has navigated the contrast media shortage and what Congress can do to reduce drug shortages, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.